Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing My Ex is Acting Distant Again. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, datemetips. That's www.datemetips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website, datemetips, to find out more details. That's www.datemetips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing My Ex is Acting Distant Again. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, you will probably be thinking that the hardest part of the process is getting that first message from your ex. Well, unfortunately, I'm here to tell you that there can be a mountain to climb from that initial message. Growing that first point of contact into a new, stronger relationship can be very challenging. And often if you do the wrong things, your ex will become distant again. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be going through a few points about why this might be the case, why it might be happening, and what you can do to try to avoid your ex becoming distant again. So let's get straight into this. And number one is that you have changed your behavior. So if you have got to the point where your ex has contacted you again, then you have no doubt started to behave in the correct way, the way that will give you the best possible chance of hearing from your ex again. I give plenty of hints, tips, and advice in lots of podcasts that I do on my channel. So please subscribe. Please make sure you ring the bell for notifications and you'll be able to find out all of the latest information, ideas and concepts that I can give you on trying to get your ex back. So if you've done all of those things and you get that first magical contact from your ex, you will be over the moon. But that would normally have involved you behaving in the appropriate way by using my version of a no contact rule, never contacting your ex again unless they contact you first. But once they contact you, sometimes you will find dumpees changing their behavior, changing their contact style, and instantly starting to bombard their ex with contact. Now, this is going to be the quickest way to push your ex away from you once more. So if you want to keep your ex on side, if you want to grow this relationship from the acorn to the tree, you need to make sure you keep your behavior on point. Make sure you manage yourself correctly and appropriately. Do not start texting you again uncontrollably. At this stage, you should still be waiting for your ex to contact you first. So your ex contacts you, you contact them back and add a question on the end. If they don't reply to you, you never contact them again. Think of it as a game of tennis, like text tennis. They hit the ball over the net and you hit it back. If they don't hit the ball, you can't hit it back. There's no ball. So if this is a text tennis game, it's the same thing. They hit the text over the net, you hit it back. If they don't text you, you have nothing to hit back, okay? You should not be double texting. So make sure when you are trying to grow this new relationship, before you have even got to the point of meeting up once again, that you're behaving correctly. They message you, you message them back, and you tag on a question. After 5 or 6 messages, depending on how you feel in the vibe, you are either asking to meet them or you are trying to move through the communication levels, moving the texting to a phone call and or a video call and so on. You've got to trust the vibe. You've got to see how you're feeling to make that decision. Ultimately, you want to be meeting ASAP, but if it's not quite feeling so strong or maybe there's some distance between you, you need to be moving through the communication levels first. Text, phone call, video call, meet. Use your own opinion. You know your ex better than me. Feel that vibe and see what's ready. But you want to be meeting as soon as possible. But as I said, you should not be double texting, okay? Because if you do, your ex is likely to become distant again. If at some stage they do become distant, then you need to be making sure you go straight back into using my version of the no contact rule. So now let's move into point number two about why your ex might be becoming distant again. And this is that they are coming to you from a place of friendship. So if your ex contacts you again, then this is obviously a good sign. It shows that they are interested in you again, they are intrigued about you again, but it doesn't necessarily mean they want you as a lover, as a boyfriend, as a girlfriend. When the romantic emotional attraction raises in your ex's mind, it will first hit a point of friendship. This means that they are now considering you as somebody that they care for once more. You know, they're thinking of you as somebody that they want to check in on. They're curious about your life and they want to know how you are. But if this is just from a place of friendship, then they will not want you back as a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And this is very important for you to understand because the last thing you want is to fall into the friend zone. So when somebody contacts you, you need to be considering in your own mind, you know, what do you want? Do you want a friendship? Or do you want a relationship? If you want a friendship, then it's fine just to kind of go however things go because you are not going to be hurt. But if you want a romantic relationship with somebody, and this counts for anybody, you know, it's not just your ex. If you want a romantic relationship with somebody and they don't want that with you, then it's very, very dangerous to become close with them because you will get hurt. You will have your heart broken once again. If somebody is a platonic friend with you and you think to yourself, you know what, I want more with them, but I can really try to trick the system here, get through the back door through a friendship. Well, unfortunately, that is very unlikely to happen. What is more likely to happen is that at some stage, this person, your ex, or maybe it's somebody new who has put you in the friend zone, will see you as a platonic friend. And what do platonic friends do? They discuss their romantic life. They discuss their dating life. So because they are genuinely seeing you as a friend, they will have no problems in saying to you, oh, I'm going on a date next week. Oh, what do you think of this person? You know, do you have any advice for me to go on this date? And all of a sudden, your charade, you hiding behind this fakery that you actually also want a platonic friendship will be blown away. Because if you're thinking that you want to try to get through the back door and get a bit of romance with them, then when you hear this, when you hear they're going on a date again, you are going to be heartbroken once more. So it very rarely works. So when your ex contacts you, you need to be considering, is this from a place of friendship or is this from a place of romance potentially? And the way you do this is that you need to be seeing how they react to you trying to move through the communication levels and meeting. So they contact you, you contact them back and you add on a question. You build this conversation 5 or 6 messages. You try to feel the vibe. You ask them to meet. Or if you're not quite feeling that, you ask them for a phone call and they deny you. They shut you down. Okay, at that point, you need to be exchanging just a couple more messages, staying chilled, staying relaxed, and saying to them, well, it's been great to chat, you know, but unfortunately, I'm busy right now, I've got to go. Hope to hear from you again soon. And you leave a conversation. And then you repeat this process every time they contact you first, okay? Because this will flush out the people who just want a friendship. Now, as I said, if you want a friendship, then that's fine. Just chat as much as you want. But if you actually want to get back with them romantically, you need to be meeting them ASAP. And if they're showing no signs of meeting you, but they keep continually coming back to message, that is a sure sign that they want to friend zone you. If you're happy to be in a friend zone and just be platonic, then fine. But if you see them in a romantic way, you can't do that. It will not be healthy and you will have your heart broken again. So what I suggest you do is you cut the conversation short. You stay polite, you stay relaxed, you stay emotionally centered. And you ask them just to get back in contact with you. And if you keep this process up, then they will quickly learn that every time they contact you within a certain amount of messages, you're going to be asking to meet them. And if they really don't want to meet you, if they really don't want to grow this into something more romantic, then they will learn that this is not the way to do it. And they will fade away. And that's the best thing to happen. If you want somebody romantically, you do not want to be friend-zoned. And hence, it's better that they drift away and move forward with their life in one direction and you move forward in another direction. So at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service and information on audio coaching and positivity boosts, please click the link in the description. So now we're going to be moving into point number three and the final point in today's podcast about why your ex might be acting distant again. And this is because that they might actually be seeing somebody else at the same time. Now, this is not something you want to hear, but there is a possibility that your ex is casually dating somebody else new, and yet they're still starting to feel new feelings towards yourself. If you've done everything right, then the feelings they feel towards you will grow in tandem with anything that they feel for somebody else. Now, of course, if they have got really deep with somebody else, then this is going to be less likely to happen. But imagine the situation that it's not long after the breakup, you have behaved in the correct way, and hence your romantic emotional attraction is already instantly starting to grow slowly but surely. But from that very moment of the breakup, it's starting to grow again in your ex's mind. Then imagine that during this early part of your ex being single, your ex meets somebody that they have a bit of interest in. And maybe they go on a casual date with. At this stage, you're kind of neck and neck with this other person because they're growing new romantic emotional attraction towards somebody brand new. At the same time, they are regrowing it for yourself. So what happens in the situation? Well, sometimes you will find an ex is trying to figure out in their own mind who they prefer. And they're almost trying to enjoy the best of both worlds. So they might be contacting you and they might be contacting somebody else. Now, this, of course, isn't ideal, but it's something just to consider that if your ex is very patchy in their contact with you, and if you believe you're doing everything right, and if you can tell from a conversation that they are coming from a place of romance, you know, maybe they are saying they'll meet you sometime soon. Maybe there's been a bit of flirtiness within your conversation. And you're thinking, okay, it's from a place of romance, but why are they just randomly going cold? I'm not doing anything wrong. What is going on here? There is a very good chance that there is somebody else in the background. So what can you do in this situation? Well, it depends really on your own persona. Some people, if they find this out, will be horrified and not want to continue anymore with their ex. Some people, on the other hand, will see this as some type of challenge and just try to become the best person they can and actually win their ex round. Now, I don't know which category you fall in, but the one thing I can say is that you need to stay emotionally stable, okay? Whether you decide you want your ex or not after finding this out, you need to be making sure that you are staying stable-minded, because the way you behave will not just be felt by your ex, but by other people as well. You don't want other people to be finding out you're stressing out and kind of going crazy over something. So always stay polite, relaxed, and chilled. Okay, you might find this out for various ways. Maybe a friend of a friend tells you, maybe you find out on social media. Maybe you just have a hunch, maybe your ex actually says to you, look, I'm really enjoying these chats and I'm really enjoying meeting up with you. I've got to say though, that I have been meeting somebody as well. You know, only you can decide how you react like this when you hear this news, whether you want to see your ex again or not. But what you must do is make sure you stay stable-minded. Because this will keep you as high value in your ex's mind and anybody else's mind who hears about the scenario. Don't stress out, stay chilled, and make sure you focus on being the best person you can. Always remain happy, carefree, and fun. So if you feel that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.